Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is May the 8th. He is coming. Get ready. Remember I said on Monday, most of the shows this week, actually all of the shows this week, point toward ultimately the solemnity of Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming to earth. And Jesus, in these gospel excerpts that we've been hearing this week, he's looking forward, pointing forward to that occasion. Now, for us, even though we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit is already here, dwelling in those of us who have been baptized already. It's sort of like we're looking to the past, but at the same time, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to remind us that it's necessary for us to do something in order to have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, work in us. Holy Spirit is, I don't want to say dormant, but sort of dormant, unless we invite him to work in our lives. He does not force himself upon us. So it's up to you and me to say, yes, Holy Spirit, come alive in me. I want you to work in me. I want to be Jesus. I want to be transformed into the image of Jesus. And that can be done with your help, Holy Spirit. So that's what we're considering when we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. So with that in mind, as we continue to look forward to Pentecost, let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare it to you, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you, he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. So Jesus is preparing us for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And again, it's an event that took place, was an event that really happened, took place 2,000 plus years ago. But you and I, as we celebrate anew the descent of the Holy Spirit, we're invited to get excited, or we're encouraged to get excited about the Holy Spirit, so that we can turn to the Spirit and say, yes, Holy Spirit, I want you to work in me. I want you to work through me so that I can follow the command of Jesus. We'll hear this on tomorrow's program when we look at the gospel for Ascension Thursday, so that I can go out into the world and be Jesus to those around me. He is commanding us as his followers, as his disciples, to go out and continue his work. Jesus ascended into heaven, and certainly he's present to us in many ways, spiritual, and certainly through his real presence in the Eucharist. So he's present among us. However, he's not present in flesh and blood like you and me. He doesn't have a physical body. And that's done for a reason. He wants us to be his body in the world right now. You know, one of my problems is, and I got a lot of them, but one of my problems is I tend to complain sometimes about the state of the world. But then I remember that, well, it's up to me to do something about it. And if each of us, meaning every person in the world, would live like Jesus and allow him or herself to be transformed by the Holy Spirit into the image of Jesus, this world would look a lot different. It begins with one person. And then it has the effect of transforming the world. You and I, we can't control other people's behavior. We can criticize when necessary. We can encourage. But I can't make anybody do anything except myself. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, I can choose to make a difference and to be Jesus in the world today. And really, that's the invitation for each of us as Christians. So we will talk more about it on Friday's show. Tomorrow, we're going to focus on the ascension of the Lord. So I want to thank you for joining me on the show, and know that I pray for you every day, and you mean a lot to me. Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.